as a boy, my father would preach on this text. He would say that when he was a boy, his father in Lake Charles, Louisiana, never put two strong mules together for that matter. He would match a strong mule to a weak mule, and the strength of the one would compensate for the weakness of the other. That's how Jesus can declare, my burden is light. Because no matter how heavy the burden, he's in the yoke with you, carrying the heaviest part.
Today on the Songtime broadcast, H.B. Charles Jr. takes us once again to this powerful text here in Matthew 11 that reminds us that although we might be burdened and heavy laden, when we come to Jesus, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Find out how today as we continue. Don't miss this message. But first, we're going to hear once again from Mitchell Chase as we talk about how the gospel is for every believer and the many voices come together for that one message. I'm your host, Adam Miller. You're listening to Songtime Radio. Our guest this week has been Mitchell Chase. He's the author of a book called The Gospel is for Christians. Mind you, this is a book that we want to make you aware of because this is exactly what we try to communicate every day here on the Songtime broadcast, that you need this gospel message. It is not for the other people. It is for you. And this is important. You know, one of the things that I find as a strong evidence to this is the fact that the Apostle Paul, when he was writing letters to the church, he constantly repeats the gospel. So I've encouraged many of our listeners, Mitch, you'd probably like this. I've encouraged our listeners when they're reading through the epistles to look for the gospel principles. And you can't get very far because they are literally on every page. And when you start to see that, you start to realize that it's for Christians. It really teaches us how crucial it is to have the gospel as a part of our everyday lives. I mean, it is literally on every page, isn't it?
It really is. When I think about the Apostle Paul addressing all the different matters that he did, whether it was to the Corinthians or whether it was to the Romans, people that he knew personally, people that he was hoping to one day meet and fund his mission, this apostle recognized that they all had in common what was being received and taught that impacted these various realms of life. And by orienting their minds to the gospel, it would do good for their fruitful Christian lives. They needed reminding. They needed instruction. When I think about 1 Corinthians 15 again, he says that they have received what he passed on to them. We all need to remember that as Christians, we don't come into this Christian life converted into the Lord Jesus having everything clear already about who Jesus is and what he's done, as much as we will need further explanation and application. We need instruction. The first century Christians were that way. So we need to be those willing to receive further guidance and training and discipleship. After all, Jesus didn't say to his disciples, go and make, you know, initial converts of the nations and, you know, stop there, move on. Instead, he wants them to make disciples who are confessing and growing and learning what is being taught. They've been baptized and they themselves are disciple makers afterward. So this gospel that we are about, it impacts churches, ethnic backgrounds, countries, languages, no matter the span of time and culture. It's this ever-present, ever-relevant message of God's saving grace in Christ from our conversion and to our entrance into glory.
And I love how you point that out, and especially as this book, it really gives insight into, I mean, we talked about each of us having this kind of aha moment, our light bulb going off and starting to see it there. It's kind of like the thing that's hidden in plain sight that you've seen so many times. I also say this, you know, the gospel in some ways is like white noise. You know, it's always there, but you don't really pay attention to it. And you don't realize it until it's gone, right? That's not there anymore. And we need to really hone in on that because it is the most important component in the Bible. And if we're not seeing it, we really need to step back and get into that to where we're actually able to pull out those principles in our devotions, in our daily Bible reading, but also even in our own sermons and our listening to sermons and the songs that we sing. We need to be able to identify it and so that it can actually see how that's affecting our soul.
That's so true, Adam. I like how you described it as a light bulb moment, because when somebody has a paradigm shift like this, and even if they have backgrounds of church ministry and growth from childhood upward, like you, like me, you can still have that light bulb moment where you realize what feels like for the first time, how important and all-consuming the message is. It doesn't necessarily mean you weren't a Christian, but it's because the Lord deals with us graciously in stages of understanding and insight and illuminating our hearts and minds. And we can realize something for the first time that feels like a born-again experience. You know, I've known people who they come to grasp afresh the wonders of the gospel, and they think, you know, I feel like I'm just becoming a Christian all over again. Like, just the glories of knowing these things about Jesus that I'm learning now at this stage. It's a wonderful thing, and I love to see it happen for people. I was in my 20s when it had happened with me, and I see the fruitfulness of the message of the gospel doing this for Christian after Christian, and it enlivens their Christian discipleship and gives them such strength for perseverance.
We've been talking with Mitch Chase about his book, The Gospel is for Christians, and it's a great resource. He's a kindred brother. I can tell you right now, he's a good friend now. We just met today, but I can say this is the guy that I can get behind and support in the work of what we're trying to accomplish together for the kingdom of God, to make the gospel known and to make that well known to believers so that we can live it out and preach it to ourselves on a regular basis. I cannot emphasize how important that is. And it's really what we try to do every day here with our ministry, and I'm sure this book will be a benefit to you and everyone who reads it. I get a copy of it get a couple of them. Hand them out to friends and family and start Bible studies on this subject. I'm sure that everyone will be richly blessed. If you'd like to find out more information, please visit our website at songtime.com or give us a call. It's 508-362-7070. And of course, all of these details are available on our social media as well. So, Mitch, thank you so much for being a part of the many voices for that one message and for making us more aware of what it truly means to preach the gospel to ourselves and to hold to this gospel as Christians.
Thank you, Adam. It's been my joy. Thank you, brother.
This is an excellent book. Mitchell Chase, The Gospel is for Christians, is really a book that is written for each and every one of you. You need a copy of this book. We're making it available to you. All you have to do is ask. I mean, that's pretty much all you got to do. And support the Songtime Ministry. That gets you to become a partner with us, a part of the many voices for that one message, a donation of any amount. And don't just get a copy for yourself. Get a copy for your friends, your family, your church, all of the people that in your life who could benefit from this book, which is everybody. And when you get a copy of this book, you will be reminded again and again of how beautiful and how rich the gospel is and why we can never stray too far from it without falling flat on our face and looking like absolute fools. We need the gospel. You need the gospel. I need the gospel. And you need this book. Find out more information by giving us a call. 508-362-7070. That's 508-362-7070. Well, speaking about the gospel, let's get right into it as we're looking today at Matthew chapter 11, a great text. It's been our theme verse to look to Jesus calling us to come to him, to all who labor and are heavy laden, and he will give us rest. This is ultimately what our hearts desire. We suppress that in many ways. We get away from it and we get burdened once again and heavy laden. We need to come back to this over and over again and get realigned by the gospel. Here H.B. Charles Jr. explains with beautiful detail and some powerful illustrations of why we need to come to Jesus. He is calling us to come to him and he is offering us rest. Don't stray too far from the shepherd. As sheep who are prone to wander, let's get back to the Lord and Master who loves us and has called us to himself.
Trust his heart. Trust his yoke. Finally, trust his burden. My burden is light. I love Jesus. He's no prosperity preacher making false promises. He says up front, if you give your life to me, I'm going to put burdens on you. You can't blame people, you can't blame the devil, you can't blame circumstances. Watch the personal pronoun. It's my burden. I did it. But the burden is light. Huh? That's an oxymoron. No such thing as a light burden. If it's light, it's not a burden. How can the burden be light? When I was a boy, my father would preach on this text. He would say that when he was a boy, his father in Lake Charles, Louisiana, never put two strong mules together, for that matter. He would match a strong mule to a weak mule, and the strength of the one would compensate for the weakness of the other. That's how Jesus can declare, my burden is light. Because no matter how heavy the burden, he's in the yoke with you, carrying the heaviest part. I know what it is. I'm finished and we'll pray. I know what it is to be that weak man carrying a heavy burden up a steep climb, a high mountain, to an impossible destination. And I know what that is. One day, however, Jesus came passing by in his pickup truck. Stay with me, I'm going somewhere. He passed by in his pickup truck, and he said that you're a weak man carrying a heavy burden up a high mountain to an impossible destination. You will never get there on your own. But I've got room in the back of the truck for you. Let me carry you there. I accepted the invitation of Jesus. I'm glad to testify to that. But I am sad to confess tonight that there are moments along the journey where the Lord has looked in this rearview mirror, pulled the car, the truck over again, got out and walked to the back of the bed and said, son, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you sitting in the back of this truck still carrying the burden? The truck that's strong enough to carry you can carry the load that you carry as well. And he says that to you tonight. He's able to carry you, and he's able to carry whatever burden weighs you down. When I was a boy, my mother taught us to sing as she led the church in its music. If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in his word how he feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. For if you trust and never doubt, he'll surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and praise you. You know our sin, you know our weakness, you know our burden. You have sent us your only begotten Son, who lived the righteous life that we should have lived, who died the death on the cross to suffer the punishment that we deserved. And we give you thanks and praise that his blood and righteousness opens for us a new and living way to you, so that through our great high priest, we might draw near to your throne of grace and receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Father, would you help us to recognize and confess our absolute neediness. We are nothing without you. We cannot face life, ministry, death without you. We praise you afresh for the Lord Jesus Christ and pray, Father, that you would help us to come to him, to put on his yoke, and to learn from him day by day, even in these days of study. May it be more than the knowledge of a body of truth, but the growth of a personal relationship, that we might experience the true rest that only you provide. In Jesus' name, amen.
How many of you could declare or testify to the fact, and not in a positive way, that you have gone from burden to burden? I remember when I was young thinking, I can't wait till I'm grown up and all of these burdens that I have to deal with will be gone and I can have freedom. And You're probably all laughing because you know that does not happen. More burdens come. The longer you live, the more burdens you get, the more challenges life presents. If it's not a lack of time because you're so busy working, you're raising money, you're trying to get to a place where you can retire, you give up all of your money for time in the end. Isn't that the case? The reality is you never really have that perfect balance. A reminder once again that you are never truly the master of your own life. And that is why Jesus calls us to him, to sacrifice, to surrender, to depend upon him, to throw our lives at his feet, to find our rest in Christ. We need rest. I need rest. I need a vacation. I don't know when I'm going to be able to take one, but I definitely need a vacation. We need rest. It is just a part of our lives. We cannot go constantly without stopping. I mean, can you imagine going day after day without rest, without sleep, without any break? That is what our life is like. This world is a hostile place. Jesus repeats that over and over again. You don't believe me? Look at Matthew 6. He says, don't store up your treasures on earth where moth and rust corrupt and what? Where thieves break in and steal. I mean, that's pretty hostile, isn't it? And Jesus, having compassion in chapter 9, looking at the people that he has been ministering to, he's been healing. Listen to this. He's been healing people from leprosy, from demon possession, from sickness, miracles of the storms of life. He's been raising people from the dead. He's been forgiving people their sins. And he looks across the crowds and he sees people who are scattered and who are harassed because they are trying to pull themselves out of the pit and they cannot do it. He says they're sheep without a shepherd. And now we come to this text here. And we see this bead kind of carried through, and we're reminded once again that Jesus, as he's calling us to himself, he's saying, come to me, take my burden. Yes, it is a burden. We are taking up our cross, a reminder of self-sacrifice every single day. But what we are doing is we are trading a bad master for a good master who loves us. As Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7, if you ask for bread, he's not going to give you a stone. But if you ask the world, they will. They're not going to give you anything for free. They're not going to give you any handouts. You're going to have to fight for everything. But when you come to Jesus, you can stop the fighting. You can rest in him. And you can find comfort, you can find grace, you can find love, and you find rest in the end. I hope that this encourages you, inviting you to join with us in studying through the Gospel of Matthew. Reread this text on your own today. Find some time, sit down with the Word, and meditate on these scriptures as it encourages you and blesses your soul. I hope that this challenges you. I hope that you'll take advantage of that, and I hope that you'll let us know. Write to us at Songtime Radio, P.O. Box 100, Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02630, or give us a call. It's 508-362-7070. You can also head over to our website at songtime.com, and of course, be sure to look us up on social media. On behalf of everyone here at Songtime and our late Dr. John DeBrine, who has always encouraged you to grow in grace so that you won't groan in disgrace, we want to thank you for listening. From Cape Cod, I'm Adam Miller with our theme verse for this entire series, Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.